Hello, everybody. Welcome to Amazing You. I am your host. My name is Dr. Rani Thanakudi. I am a clinical hypnotherapist using rapid transformational therapy method. I am a Mars-Venus life and relationship coach, astrologer, tarot reader, life force compassion practitioner, and past life regression practitioner. And today, I have a great pleasure to introduce you all to the wonderful Lawana Broughton, who is an entrepreneur in the field of travel and trade. She is a relationship builder that helps to build relationships. And Lawana is also helping people to earn multiple sources of income. And one major source of earning an income is from your smartphone. So welcome, Lawana, to Amazing You.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for taking the time to have me on your show.
You are very welcome. It's a great pleasure. I know how busy you are. We've been trying to catch up a few times. So I really appreciate the time that you are giving to the audience today. Thank you so much for that.
Thank you.
So let's kick off with the first question that I'm sure the audience want to know more about who Lawana is. So would you tell us briefly about your story, Lawana?
Yes, I will. Again, my name is Lawana Broughton, and I am a single mom of six. At one point, I was working two full-time jobs. I've been in healthcare for over 2 years, and most of the time I was working two jobs. Wow. But this particular time, I was working two full-time jobs.
Okay.
And I was working six, sometimes 7 days a week, 16 hours a day. And I just needed something. I was saying, God, it has to be more to life than just work, and pay bills and just do it all over again. I didn't have any time for myself. I didn't have any time for my children, and I didn't have a quality of life. So one day, I was just searching, you know, and I was in the Bob Proctor program, and that was kind of like a refreshing thing for me because I was still searching. And I had a stranger reach out to me on Facebook. Okay. And she asked me, what do you want out of life? And Rani, to be honest with you, I didn't know what I wanted out of life because no one ever asked me that question. Right. I never asked myself that question. Mm. So I was just taken aback for a moment. But one thing I did know, I didn't want to continue working the way that I was working.
Okay.
And so she said to me, she says, well, you know, it's just like Bob says, if you can hold it in your head, you can hold it in your hand. Yes. And I was like, okay. And she says, well, you know, and Bob teaches about multiple sources of income. Do you know that you're on the wrong side of the money? Mm-hmm. And I said, what do you mean? I'm working two jobs. I have two sources of income. I don't understand.
Yes.
So she said, well, what if, you know, if you didn't have your job, do you have any other source of income coming in? Mm-hmm. And I said, no. And she says, well, if something happens to you, how can you take care of your children?
Mm.
And I never thought about it. I honestly never thought about it. I wasn't taught any different but to go to school,
yeah,
you know, graduate from college. And I did that and to get a good paying job, which I thought was a good paying job. So she says, well, you know, it's like, so I said, well, I do know for one thing, I want quality of life. Right. And she says, well, I can show you how to get that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, really? You know, so, and that's how that is my story. And now I don't work a job. I quit my first job in 2021, my second job in 2022.
Okay.
And my life has changed within 2 years. If you had told me that I would have had a mentor, I would have been in a group with other mentors, I would have told you were crazy. No, you know, so now that is part of my story of becoming an entrepreneur.
And I think that is beautiful. Thank you for sharing your story, Lorna, because I'm sure a lot of people would be able to relate to you. And you know, now with the crisis, financial crisis going on, high cost of food, or high cost of living, so many people are doing what you've been doing in two or three jobs nowadays.
Yes.
Yeah, and they are like having no quality time, just working and working, and it's like it takes a lot of your energy, and also it's like you are just surviving when you do that.
You're just in survival mode and you don't know anything else but to survive.
Absolutely.
And not knowing to be in a different mode of like success mode, which is what so many entrepreneurs are in, the success zone of where they're earning truly multiple sources of income. And she also taught me that multiple sources of income doesn't mean several jobs or several businesses.
Absolutely.
But multiple sources of income means it's earning money while you're asleep.
Yes.
Or earning money and you don't have to do anything to earn the money. And this is not being taught to so many of us. And it does take a mind shift to understand that. Because, you know, years and years of being taught a certain way, it's a little bit difficult to shift that mindset and to say, you know what? Maybe I don't need to lean on my own understanding.
Mm.
Maybe I need to follow somebody who has what I want and go over there and lean on that person's understanding. Because obviously what I understand has gotten me these results, but I want these results.
Yes. I think it was also a very brave decision of you, from you, to make that choice, because so many people are so scared to do that, to jump, to jump into the unknown that you, it was something, a new territory for you. How did you feel about that?
Scared. I will be honest, scared, fearful.
Right.
You know, family was saying, what are you doing? You're crazy. You have great jobs.
Right.
And I'm thinking, but I know there's something deep inside of me that's saying this is okay. This is okay. You will be okay. Mm-hmm. And I, thankfully, because I was in the Bob Proctor coaching program, I had started tapping into my intuition, really listening to what God was telling me, because that's what intuition really is, what God speaking to you or your higher source of whatever you call that being that's higher than you. And then I knew, don't listen to them because they have the same results that you have currently. And you're wanting to take a quantum leap of different results because, you know, you never thought about, you know, I can have more. You never thought about, and then here's this person over here saying, I can show you more. And then here's my old paradigm saying, no, stay here.
And it's so challenging. I'm talking for the majority of the people who are listening and of the population around the world, because we've been so conditioned to just listen to our thoughts but not listen to our heart, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, because when we listen with our head and when we listen with our heart, we make very different decisions.
Yes.
But listening to our heart, it always leads us to the right choice, to the right decision.
That is true. And when you're listening to your heart, it's normally that first impulsive decision, and that's the one you should listen to. Why? Because a lot of people don't understand that spirit is about expansion and growth.
Absolutely.
So when that first impulse comes, that's the decision you want to listen to because it's going to grow you.
Yes.
But the paradigm, when you're listening to your own thoughts and your mind says, no, don't do it. You're not good enough. You're not this, you're not that. And that is, we were conditioned that way.
Yeah. I'm really glad that this topic came out today because we didn't expect that, but it's beautiful. And you are the proof, and for the audience to hear and to see that listening to our intuition, how this can change our lives. So
yes,
thank you for sharing that to us, Lorna.
You're welcome.
So what has inspired you to start your business and become an entrepreneur, Lawana? Tell us about that.
Honestly, in the beginning of this, I had no idea I was getting into a business. I just was following intuition. And so I was searching, and I was not really sure what I was searching for, but I was searching for something different. And God presented this opportunity. And to be honest with you, when God presented this opportunity and I jumped in it and I said, God, I didn't want this opportunity.
Okay.
And that is one thing I have learned. Most of us ask God for help or our higher source for help, but we want that higher source of God to help us the way we want to be helped, not the way God wants to help us. Because what I've come to learn is when you ask God for help and you take that step of your higher source of God or God, you know, God is going to grow you, will not allow you to stay in your comfort zone. That is one thing I have learned. And I was like, when I got this opportunity, I was like, God, but I didn't want that. I wanted to stay in my comfort zone. So I, again, my mentor, I went out to, at the time, she wasn't my mentor, but she was a stranger. And I booked, she said, come to Indiana. And so I booked a flight and my kids were like, are you crazy? You haven't seen these people yet. But I knew, I knew it was right because I was following what intuition was telling me. So I met her mentor.
Okay.
And her mentor, which is the name of my mentor, by the way, is Desi Lipova. Okay. And Desi's mentor is Darren Gibson. And I met him in Indiana. Yes. And at that point, I saw his heart. And he said to me, I want to work with you. You give me 1% of your trust, I'll earn the other 99%.
Wow.
And you're going to need a telescope to look back to see where your life began. And so I'm thinking, but I was still following intuition. I said, okay, I'm going to do this. I don't know what it is, but I'm going to do this, right?
Yes.
And then come to find out that he was mentored by Bob Proctor for 8 years, personally mentored by Bob Proctor.
Yes.
And so, and Desi was mentored by Bob for a year and a half. And so that's really, like I said, I didn't know what I was getting myself in, but at that point I decided to walk by faith. Because faith is believing in something you cannot see.
Yeah.
And so that's what I did. I decided to walk by faith. And I am thankful that I took the clues from God, my higher source, and I walked by faith. And I'm honestly still walking by faith. So, you know, and it's been the best decision I've made in my life to just take that leap of faith, trusting that God knows. And that my intuition, which is God speaking to me, would not lead me wrong.
Yeah. And what would it have, what would you have felt not having done that? What would have been your life?
My life would have been still working 2 full-time jobs, no quality of time with my children, no. And the thing that really upset me the most about working my jobs, I mean, at one point I did, I loved them. But it got to the point where I had to, the life, little life that I had to create my life around my job. Why? Because on one job I had been on, I couldn't take off the first of the month. I couldn't take off the end of the month. So that only left me in the middle of the month. And life doesn't just happen that way. Life is life. You know, if my kid got sick, I couldn't schedule for my kid to get sick in the middle of the month, right?
No.
So that's what started to upset me. What really upset me was I wasn't a person that normally would just take off. And then when I decided that I wanted to take off, because this was before the pandemic, my son was in a program and he got invited to go to Italy and he wanted me to come along with him.
Right.
So I was like, yes, we're going. I didn't even think twice about it.
Okay.
But my job didn't want to give me the go ahead.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know if we can let you off for 2 weeks. I'm like, this is once in a lifetime. And at that point, I had made a decision, though, that I was going to Italy with my son. Because that was a once in a lifetime opportunity to be with my son, for him to enjoy another country. And he asked his mom to come along with him. So I had already made a decision whether they gave me yay or nay, I was going to Italy. And that is, that was the turning point for me.
Wow. So it's like you took control of your life.
Yes. I decided to take.
Yeah. Instead of letting everything in the external environment control you.
Yes.
Yeah. And that is beautiful that you made that first step. And is that when you made that first step, is that when things started to shift for you, Lawana?
Now that you ask me that, Ronnie, yes, that is when things really started to shift. It was that year of 2019 mm-hmm. when I decided, but then COVID hit in the end of 2019 and 2020, because in 2019 is when the trip and everything was coming about, and they said that we would go 2020. And I had made a decision at that point that I was going to Italy. And then I kept asking my job. I said, you know, can you give me a decision? Can you, because I need to know, because I have our passports. I need to, because it takes time to get everything together. Well, when January came of 2020, I had my passport. I had everything. I was getting ready to book the flight, and I still didn't have word from my job. And I was like, you know, I don't care. I'm doing this. But then COVID hit, and then we were up in the air, not really sure what was going to happen, or, you know, so the trip did end up getting canceled because of COVID. But I had already made a decision that I was pretty much done, because I was like, I have been at this job for 19 years.
Wow, that's a lot.
Didn't take sick time. Rarely took vacation time, and you couldn't give me the 2 weeks that I asked for.
Yeah, that is crazy that you couldn't get even 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Wow. Thank you for sharing, Lawana. And what has been for you the greatest challenge in your life, and how did you overcome that, Lawana?
Well, I won't say I overcame it. Now that I think of it, I would say the greatest challenge that I've had, because I'm a single mother.
Yeah.
And most single mothers know it's like we put ourselves in this box like it's us against the world. Mm. There's no one to help. You have to do it alone. Yeah. Well, in that process, I did. I created that world for me. I created, because when I did ask people for help, being a single mom, they looked at you like, I'm not helping you. You got yourself in that situation. Mm-hmm. So I just created this world that is me and no one else besides my kids. It's mm-hmm. me and my kids. And it's, I have to do it myself. Everything has to be done myself. So when I got into this environment of with Desi and Darren, because we are truly a family, and it's an environment. We have women's environment, and we have men's community, a women's community and a men's community, and we come together as a family. Well, that took me a minute to see. I'm in this with these women to say, hey, you know, now we're a family. You can lean on us. We'll help you. And I'm thinking, yeah, this is bull crap, right? Because I've been there before, .. But lo and behold, you know, and Bob said that if you continue to believe that you're to do things alone, you will continue to be poor.
Yes.
And that is just a poor mindset, not saying poor in income, but poor mindset. Yeah. And that struck me because Desi told me that. She says, you continue to believe that everything is to be done by yourself, then, you know, and so, because I had actually, like I said, formed my world. And then as I got into more and more into the family, and I started to kind of let my walls down, and then I began to believe like, oh my gosh, this is really real. I can really depend on these women for a shoulder to cry on, for a hug. Ooh. And so that has been, I won't say I've overcome it. I will say I'm a work in progress, because that's a paradigm. Yeah. And I realized one day that we were all together and someone said something and it was a trigger. Mm. And my paradigm kicked in. Did you hear what she just said? Shut it down. You don't want to ask anybody else for help. So I had to fight through that paradigm and say, no, not that's the old you. I'm not listening to you paradigm. Yeah. I know what she meant the way she said it to me, out of love, not out of you know, hate or anything like that. It was out of love. Yeah. And when I was able to break through that paradigm and still be in this community, that has helped a lot. It has taught me that there are people out there who are really willing to help. Mm-hmm. And that is my mission as part of why, as I'm building my empire with women and men. Mm-hmm. I really want to help single moms to know that there is help out there. You don't have to feel, have to go it alone.
Absolutely.
That, and I want to create that community for single moms to be like, yeah, my shoulder, I've been there, done. I know how you feel. Mm. But there is people out there that are truly willing to help. If you're willing to give it your all as well, and you're willing to come in and willing to, you know, no drama, no gossip.
Yes.
That there is truly help out there for you.
Yes.
And there are women out there who really want to help. And it doesn't have to be you against the world. So mm-hmm. this is what I would say that this community that we have has taught me, that there are other women and also men, because I have brothers in this community as well. Yeah. And I'm calling my sister from Denmark, and she has really been a sister because we have relatives. I say this all the time. We were born with relatives because you can't pick your relatives, but you can pick your family.
Yes.
And I would truly call her family and Desi family. And like I said, all the women that are in our community, mm-hmm. we you know, if we need help, you know, to check on, say, hey, you didn't look too well on the call mm-hmm. today. Are you okay? Right. You know, to have someone to do that has never like happened to me. And I was like, they really concerned about me. So I would say not necessarily, I would just say just breaking down those old paradigms has been a challenge, and to fight through that and to continue to grow. And that's what life is about, evolving and growing.
Yes.
Life is not about staying stagnant. It is truly about growing, and growing is uncomfortable.
Mm.
But I've learned to be uncomfortable being uncomfortable.
Yes.
Be comfortable with being uncomfortable.
Okay. Be comfortable with being uncomfortable.
Uncomfortable, yes.
Absolutely. Because you take that leap of faith and you jump into the unknown doing things that you've never done before. So it's like really stepping out of your comfort zone into the unknown. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's what faith is. It's believing in something you cannot see, but that's absolutely what faith truly is. But you know that you're going the right way. You don't know what the outcome is going to be. You just know, I got to keep pushing forward. I got to keep going.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. Thank you, Lawana, for sharing that.
You're welcome.
And my next question to you is, if you can share with the audience, who has been the most influential person in your life and why?
Well, I've said it many times, and it's my mentor, and that is Desi Lipova, because she is my mentor, and she is a powerful woman. And I say powerful because of the fact that she just gets it done. It doesn't matter what her circumstances are, because she was going through something last year that none of us knew. Wow. But she was there every single time, helping every woman that she could help. Mm-hmm. And to, but you didn't know that she had certain circumstances going on.
Yeah.
The majority of us, of her circumstances that she had going on, we would have allowed those circumstances to take place. Oh, I can't help you today because I got this going on in my personal mm-hmm. life. But you did not know. So that's why I say, that's Desi. Desi is my mentor too, because she shows you how to push forward, wow. even when life wants to pull you back.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say she's a woman that takes life by the horns
yes.
and says, no, life, you're going to yield to me, not me yielding to you.
Absolutely. Yes, I have met her online. I talked to her too, and I can confirm what you are saying, that she is an amazing lady, and she is such a strong lady, and always encouraging others and being a role model for all these women. She does an incredible job. Yeah.
Yes.
And what are the three qualities that you admire in her? And if you can give us an example for each.
Courage, honesty, and her integrity. And the reason why I say courage is because with speaking to Desi and Shirani, because you've spoken to her, you would not believe that she's an introvert.
No, I would never have thought.
She's an introvert.
Wow.
But she knew that was a paradigm. And because she wanted what she wanted, she told her paradigm to sit down and shut up. So that's why I say courage, because she tells her paradigm every single day, no, I'm going to do this. So you would not have thought, with you speaking to her, that she would only at one point before she got into this environment, before Darren became her mentor, she would not speak in front of people. If there were five people, more than five people in that room, no, she would not do that. Okay. So this is why I said courage and her honesty. Yes. Honesty, because she's going to tell you the truth.
Okay. Yes, she's very direct.
She is not going to tell you what you want to hear. She's going to tell you the truth, because our mentor, Darren Gibson, always says, truth hurts, but secrets kill.
Yeah.
And I would rather be hurt for a moment than to be have a secret and to kill me, right? So, and her other thing is integrity, because even behind closed doors, Desi is doing the right thing. She's pushing through, because I did not know, not only does she help this community and in our business, but she's helping others in our business. It's not even on her team. She's helping others. So this is why I say integrity behind closed doors, because she always says what you give out is going to come back.
Absolutely.
It doesn't matter if somebody has been ugly to her. She's still going to show love and respect, because she says, if you knew the universal laws, then this is how you would be.
Yeah. And can you repeat that quote that you said about, it was a very nice one, secret kills? Would you please repeat
that? Yes, I said, the truth hurts.
Yes.
But secrets kill.
Oh my God, that's so true, because it kills people from the inside. You know, we don't see it, but it eats them inside. Mm-hmm. And then it creates all sorts of sicknesses.
Mm-hmm.
That's so true. It's better to say it and it's done. When you express it, it's out of the body. The emotion is out. Like, than to keep it inside and it eats you inside. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's such a great quote. I love that.
Yes.
And what quote that you have used during your challenging times that have helped you?
I would say the quote that I love is, and this too shall pass.
Okay.
And the reason is because when I look back on some of the challenges I have gone through in my life and I'm here today, they all passed. And this too shall pass. The hard times don't always last.
No.
But if you're so focused on the hard times, of course, they're going to last, because what you focus on grows.
Yes.
And so when I look back at things, and Steve Jobs said, you can connect the dots looking backwards, but you can't connect them going forward.
That's true.
I said, and this too shall pass. So even now that I'm going through some things and challenges in my personal life now, I just say, you know, and this too shall pass, because I know it's not going to last long.
Yeah.
Sorry,
Lawana, go on, please.
No, I was just saying, you know, that is my quote, and this too shall pass, because, you know, after summer always comes winter.
Yes. Yeah.
So, and after winter always comes spring, right? You know, it's, you know, you got your fall, winter, and spring. And so that just tells you, if spring is here and then summer, and then you have fall and then you have winter, when it's very, very cold, it doesn't last.
Doesn't last, no.
So, and this too shall pass. You just have to take the time and sit back and say, right now it's a valley. Winter doesn't last long.
Absolutely. And nature is like that. So we have to learn from nature, because even if there's a storm, 2 or 3 days, but it won't last more than that.
Exactly.
And the sun will shine again. So I think we have a lot to learn from nature, you know?
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. For sure. Yes.
Thank you, Lawana. And what would you say today to encourage people who are going some tough times, to anybody who is listening and watching, and they are really going through some challenging times? What words of inspiration and encouragement would you like to tell them today?
I would say use that the same quote that I said, and this too shall pass, because it will pass. Mm-hmm. And also when you, and I know I didn't understand this until I did it.
Okay.
One of my mentors used to always say, when you're going through challenging times, Wayne Dyer, I believe, said this as well.
Yes.
Dr. Wayne Dyer. Said, when you're going through tough times or challenging times, find someone to help.
Mm-hmm.
Because, and then I didn't understand that for the longest time, but as I was going through some challenging times, I would say last year, I found someone I could help. And with that, you know, when I found the person that I was helping, I wasn't focused on my circumstances. I was more focused on their circumstances, and it ended up helping me.
Yes.
Because they were in worse shape than I was.
Absolutely.
And now I totally have a totally different understanding of when you're going through challenging times, find someone else that you can help.
That is so right and correct, because I have experienced that as well, like you just said. I mm-hmm. had some really tough times, but when I focus, I change my focus and I help somebody who was going through some even tougher times than me. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, I forgot about my issues, you know, and the issue got resolved much more quickly than just for me if I was mm-hmm. just sitting and concentrating on that problem. Because I think Bob said that, Bob Proctor, we are the solution. We are the problems, but we are the solutions as well.
Right. Yep. We are our own problem and our own solution.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah.
Exactly. And so many people don't believe that. Well, I didn't create this. Yeah, you did. Because law of attraction.
Yeah.
This is what I've learned. So many, it's like law of attraction. This is why when, you know, life has hit me, I am thinking about something else. I'm like, no, I have to be upbeat because, yes, life has hit me, but I don't have to focus on that circumstance. Because,
yes.
You know, my thing is like when something has hit me, can I change it at that moment? If the answer is no, that means I need to focus on something else.
Yeah.
Because I can't change this circumstance over here at the moment.
Yeah. But I can change how I react to it.
Exactly.
So I can't change the external environment, but I can change my internal environment.
Mm-hmm.
And
exactly.
that is what would shift everything. Because if I look at it from a different perspective, from an mm-hmm. open-minded mindset, everything will change around me.
Yes. That is Dr. Wayne Dyer as well. Dr. Wayne Dyer says, if you change the way you look at things you look at will change.
Absolutely.
And that is so true. It's about perception. Everything is about perception, because I can, like the neighborhood I live in, and if someone says, well, Lawana, how do you like it? Oh, it's great. I love my neighborhood. Then they go and ask my neighbor, how do you like this neighborhood? It's the worst. Perception.
Yeah.
Different perception. You change the way you look at things you look at will change.
Yeah. But the beauty of that is we have that power within us.
Yes. Yes, we do.
We do have that power. And that's the greatest power that God has given us.
Mm-hmm.
Because we can change the way we look at things. We have that power until we take responsibility of our own life, of our thoughts, and of our words.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes, that is so true. So true.
Yeah. So, Lawana, would you now tell us what, I know you've read a lot of books, been with all these great mentors, these incredible mentors. So tell us what book or books that have impacted you the most that you can share with the audience today.
Well, I will say there are two books that have impacted me the most, and that is Ask and It Is Given by Abraham Hicks.
Okay.
Why do I love this book the most? Because it teaches you how to create your own life.
Right.
You know, I will write, like, if I'm in not a great, you know, circumstance that are happening, I can sit and say how I want those circumstances to turn out, although they may not be right now, but I can write it and say, you know, I want to create, this is what I want this to come out. This is where, you know, and if it doesn't come out in my favor, then I said, well, you know, if I could do it again, this is how I would do it.
Yeah.
And that's why I love asking it as given, because you can literally, it teaches you how to create your own life, your thoughts. And so I listen to that book often, and that is my go-to when I want to shift my mood. I want to get into a different perspective. That book. And the other book that I absolutely love by Napoleon Hill, and I know it, a lot of people say I like Think and Grow Rich, but my favorite one is Outwitting the Devil.
Okay.
And the reason why I love this book so is because it suggests that we lend the devil our energies. By default. And why is this? Because when we are careless with our thoughts and with our words and with our actions, then that is when the negativity comes in, other things come in. So for instance, like say this morning I got up and I stomped my toe. And it was like, oh my gosh, I stomped my toe. I'm just angry. So then I go to the next door and go to the store and I'm still angry. Well, and then I've attracted someone else who's angry and who's having not such a great day. And then we get into an argument and then I go on to the next. I'm still angry. And then it's just, you know, it's a trickle down effect. Whereas Outwitting the Devil tells you that, you know, don't just let your thoughts be random. It's like, yeah, okay. I got up, stomped my toe. Okay, I stomped my toe up, but it's going to be a fantastic day. Yes. And what have I done? I have shifted that focus, not being angry. It's just like, oh, I stomped my toe. So, and also how it just shows just like how Outwitting the Devil just talks about so many things of how we allow the negativity to come in and we are an attraction for that negativity.
Yeah.
And it, you know, so, and that's why I love Outwitting the Devil, because it's like, oh my gosh, even though that book was written like in 1920, somewhere in there, it is relevant today. It is so relevant today because what you focus on grows. Yeah. And Mother Teresa, one time, someone asked her, do you want to go to an anti-war rally? She says, no. Because she knew law of attraction, what you focus on grows.
Yes.
You go to an anti-war rally, what are you going to have? War. Mm-hmm. But if you go to a peace rally, she says, I would love to go to a peace rally. And you're focusing on peace for sure. That's what you're going to get. So that's why I love these two books.
I think these are amazing books, because when you talk of the first book of Ask, wow, it's mostly, I think, women, we don't even, or individuals as a whole, we don't ask questions. We have stopped asking questions. We just do what we live on autopilot, what everybody is telling us. But when we start to go within and ask ourselves questions, that's when things start to shift. But also, it's about using that power of asking for what we need by setting our boundaries, you know, knowing our self-worth. Because if we don't ask, we don't know what opportunities could land on our lap. So it's so important to ask, because, okay, people might say no, but then you would not have any regret. At least you've made that first step.
Yes.
And I have seen it in so many occasions when I myself started to ask for things that I want. It's like doors open. And I'm sure you experienced that, Lawana. Like opportunities come. It's like, wow. It's like you open the door for opportunities for yourself. Yeah.
Yes, it's like our thoughts. It's like, because, you know, scripture tells you, you read, you know, ask
and
you
shall receive. But
we get stuck in trying to figure out the how, and it never says out. It always says, ask and you shall receive, because you ask, you leave the how to the higher source. That's absolutely for the universe to figure out.
Yeah.
You just ask and you know that it's coming. But what we do is, you know, and I love it because my mentor used this analogy. Yeah. It's like when you order a package from Amazon, you know it's coming. You don't order that package every 5 minutes. Like, where is it coming? When is it coming? But that's what we do to God of our higher source.
Yeah.
We ask and then we keep asking and asking and asking instead of just saying, you know, I asked. Have faith. I know it's coming because it's like that Amazon package. I know it's coming. I just don't know when, but I know it's coming.
I really like that analogy that you just used. I think it's a beautiful one because we are so impatient. We want things to happen right now, even healing ourselves. You know, I have so many guys that come to me and want something instantly without doing anything. I say, no, you have to do things. You have to be consistent, because that's what you are putting out to the universe and you will get it back. But be consistent in asking and in waiting patiently that the things will turn around. Yeah.
Yes. Because there's no one that has been successful, however, no one just you being successful and you're like kumbaya, kumbaya, and it just comes and it's in your lap. No, it's about work, because faith without works is dead, because you have to put the work in.
Absolutely.
Regardless, you have to put, and Les Brown says, he said, Les Brown has this quote. He says, most people will not participate in their own rescue.
Right. Yes, that's so true. They like to be in that because then they get the attention from everybody, you know? Mm-hmm. But if they get out of this, nobody will give them attention because they have to put effort until they become famous. Then they will get the attention back. Mm-hmm. But at the beginning, that's true. They wouldn't get any attention. So staying in that deep hole is getting them a lot of compassion, kindness from others. And that's what they think. That's what they think. They are so familiar to that. That change is so unfamiliar to get out of their comfort zone and do things for themselves.
Yeah.
And it's so scary for so many people to get out as well of that comfort zone. I know of so many people, Lawana, they would prefer to sit at home and do nothing than try something new that could change their life in the most positive way.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And it's just like when you asked me, had I not done this, what would my life look like? And I'm thankful that I did do this, because now looking back on what my life possibly could have been, I think I would have been more annoying like this, what I have now, and to go back to what I had. If God had shown me that, like, this is what you could have had, I would have been very, very upset.
Yeah.
I would have been very upset to know that I could have been too afraid to not get out of my comfort zone and not do something different. And this is, you know, this is why that saying is the richest place in the world is the graveyard.
Yeah.
Because so many people died and didn't get out their comfort zone.
Yes.
And they took their destiny with them.
Yeah, they didn't get to achieve their dreams.
Exactly. Yeah. Because they were too afraid to be uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And then you're only uncomfortable for a moment until you learn it. It's just like the baby that learns how to walk. Ooh. When the baby fell down the first time, it didn't say, oh, I'm afraid, I can't do it. The baby says, oh, I got to keep doing it. But when we become adults, we forget to have that adventure to just, you know, do what you did when you were a baby. I have to walk. I fell down probably thousands of times. Mm. But when I fell down that first time, if I had said, oh, I can't do this, I wouldn't be walking today.
Yeah. It's interesting how when we are a baby, we keep taking steps to, even if we fall, we get up. But as adults, we take one step, and if we fall, we just sit back and do nothing, you know?
Yes.
It's
because we've been conditioned that way, because absolutely. We've been conditioned where when you're in school and you fail, they tell you you're a failure.
Yes.
But what life is life is when you fail, it wants to know, what did you learn? Because life is about failing and you take the test later.
Yes.
School is about you take the test first and we tell you you failed. But life is you fail and then you take the test. Because failing, when you fail, is like, okay, I failed. What did I learn? Okay, now I'm ready for the test because I learned something. Now I passed this test. Ooh, I got to fail again because I got to learn because I'm up for the next test. But that's not the way school teaches us.
No, I think there's a lot of things that the schooling system has to change, has to do differently. Mm-hmm. And I was reading the book Think and Grow Rich. I think it's Emerson himself. I think you know the story that his mom received a letter from school and said that in that letter say that your son can't come to school because he's got an issue. He's not smart enough. Mm-hmm. And the mom, she knew that, but never told the son. She said, you are so smart, when she read that letter, and you can achieve anything. And look at, believing in his mom, look at what he's achieved. But if he had believed in the school, he would have been the greatest failure.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's like, and even when, was it, who did the light bulb? I forget. Who invented the light bulb? Was it Thomas Jefferson? I forget who did the light bulb.
I cannot remember. Yes, yes.
I know. And forgive me, everybody. But, you know, it, a thousand times he says, no, I learned a thousand times what not to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't fail a thousand times. I learned a thousand times what not to do. And voila. You know, had he quit the first time when he failed, we wouldn't have electricity today. I mean, we wouldn't have the light bulb today, right?
Yeah. I think these are great, great examples that we can learn from to apply to our lives. Yeah. Thank you, Lawana, for sharing that.
You're welcome.
So tell us briefly about what you do and how can people reach out to you, Lawana?
Well, my business, like I said, is I like to build relationships, but my business is travel and trade, and I show people how to earn multiple sources of income. And that is some, you know, and the major one is earning money through your smartphone. So many of us have smartphones that we pay a monthly subscription to, but it does not earn us money. And I can show you how to earn money with your smartphone. And I am a huge proponent of multiple sources of income because COVID taught us that when so many people lost their jobs and they only had that one source, they were devastated.
Yes.
And now I can teach you how to have multiple sources of income, that if you have a job because you want to, not because you have to, but because you want to. And if that job, you know, goes away tomorrow, you won't be freaking out, because why? You have other sources of income.
Yeah.
And if you want to contact me, you can contact me on Facebook, and it's Lawana Broughton on Facebook. And Instagram is at Law Broughton on Instagram. And that is at LawBrougHton on Instagram.
That is great. Thank you for sharing your social media links, Lawana, and for sharing all about what you do and sharing your story with the audience. It has been really a great and immense pleasure to have you today.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it, Ronnie.
It's been really, really great talking to you, and I wish you the very best. And know that you will keep growing and keep learning and become even an even greater version of yourself the next time we will catch up. I know that.
Thank you.
And I can't wait to hear about all your future success coming out, all your future endeavors. I am looking forward to that. And thank you for your time today to talk to the audience.
Thank you, Ronnie. Thank you so very much for having me. And I want to thank your audience for listening to this. And I appreciate you. And I appreciate your audience as well. And again, I appreciate it, Ronnie. And thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Lawana. And I would say a big thank you to the audience for watching, for listening, for sharing, and for subscribing. And I will see you all for another episode of Amazing You very soon. Take care, everyone. Bye.
Bye-bye.